MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. U.S. Forest Service Lincoln National Forest is conducting prescribed fire operations in the Smoky Bear Ranger District through December 12th, pending favorable weather. The planned 10-acre Rudoso Lookout Tower prescribed pile burn was postponed due to unfavorable weather conditions last week, and a date has not been determined for the planned 22-acre Aspen Campground Piles prescribed burn southeast of Cloudcroft. These operations are part of an ongoing effort to reduce hazardous fuels, decrease the risk of high-severity wildfires, and protect nearby communities and natural resources. And New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced that Melanie A. Kinderdine, the most recent secretary of the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department, will resign on Friday due to personal reasons. Kinderdine joined the administration in May of 2024. Before she was appointed, she served with a Washington, D.C.-based NGO focused on clean energy transition and also held high-level positions at the U.S. Department of Energy in both the Obama and Clinton administrations. Aaron Taylor, deputy cabinet secretary, will serve as acting cabinet secretary of EMNRD. And firefighters from multiple agencies battled a blaze at a building at the Roswell Air Center late last week that left the building and its contents a total loss. Firefighters said the fire spread from the roof to the whole building, which is leased from the city by AirSale. Firefighters also said they had reports of explosions at the building.
There was multiple propane tanks going off upon first initial arrival. A bunch of miniature explosions were going off,
said Roswell Deputy Chief Derek Washichek. He also said Roswell firefighters have training and are prepared when a fire like this happens.
They've had multiple experiences of fires of this size or emergencies of this big, you know, whether it comes down to rope rescues or hazmat calls or structure fires that are abnormal size. The Roswell Fire Department is getting more experience than we'd like to have on fires being of this size, but our guys do a great job. I couldn't be more proud of them.
There were no injuries, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.